I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A legal case in Turkey strikes some as an example of the government hunting down a tax cheat. Others call it a threat to Turkish media independence. The case involves a tax dispute between the ruling AK Party and Turkey's largest media company. The AKP has hit Doğan Media with a fine that exceeds the company's net worth. The action has raised the hackles of the European Union. Turkey hopes to become its first Muslim member. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Istanbul.
Doğan Media Group is Turkey's largest media outfit. It owns roughly half the country's newspapers and TV broadcasters, including Turkey's CNN affiliate. The affair began in 2008, after two of Doğan's newspapers covered a corruption case involving a top AKP bureaucrat. Soon after, the government ordered Doğan Media to pay $3.2 billion. Authorities explained that's how much Doğan owes in back taxes and penalties. İlter Turan is a professor of political science at Istanbul Bilgi University. He says Doğan probably did cheat on its taxes, like many large companies in Turkey, but this case raises eyebrows.
Essentially, a group of companies are being challenged on highly questionable grounds, and they are being asked to pay a penalty in addition to back taxes that exceeds the net worth of the group of companies. Now, I think it would be difficult to find anyone that will accept the government's explanation at face value.
It certainly was difficult to find anyone at this fish market who accepts the government's explanation.
The government and Doğan used to be best friends, but they're fighting now because the government wouldn't give Doğan some big projects. So Doğan said nasty things about the government and its media.
The government does so many these kind of things. It's just one of them. If you live in Turkey, it's just a normal thing.
It may be normal for Turkey, but analyst Soner Çabtay says the rest of the world needs to be concerned as well.
This is not just a tax fine about sums and tax evasion. This is a tax fine about whether Turkey's media can continue to write whatever it seems fit to print.
The government seized another large media company in 2007 and sold off its assets for $1.1 billion. The winning bid came from a pro-government company whose CEO was the son-in-law of Turkey's prime minister. Şahin Alpay is a political science professor at Bahçeşehir University. He writes columns for a Doğan competitor. Alpay says the AKP has actually introduced unprecedented press freedoms. The problem, he says, is not the Doğan case, but Turkey's flawed regulations, which the government refuses to fix.
It could do things like introducing a cross-ownership ban, introducing a ban on media companies to participate in public procurement tenders. It has so far avoided this because I think it wants to continue to implement this carrots and sticks policy against the media.
And the government has leverage. Companies like Doğan and others own construction firms and power plants. So the government can say, you won't be awarded a big contract if you won't play ball with us politically. But AKP parliamentarian Egemen Bağış says this kind of speculation is nonsense.
Türkiye'de Maliye Bakanlığı'ndan ilk ceza alan kurum.
Bağış says Doğan isn't the first institution fined by the Ministry of Finance. In Turkey, he says, the laws are quite clear, as are the consequences for breaking them. But at this point, the outcome of a court case may be beside the point. The Doğan Group has already lost millions from its falling stock price, and all agree there's been a chilling effect on what the news media might choose to cover. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Istanbul.